Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
All right, here we go. Hour number 3, The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And it is time for our pick 6 at 6.
The 6 biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
Commanders mandatory minicamp day 2 storyline.
Number one
was Noah Brown's exit. He came up lame after a fall and eventually got in a cart and was wheeled off the field. Ben Standig of The Athletic was with Grant Danny earlier today and described what he saw as he was there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard to know exactly what happened, but basically he made a catch over the middle. It was like a sort of a low throw, and he went down to the ground, secured it, no big deal. But you could tell in the way he hit that something happened. You know, to what degree, who knows? He stays down for an extra 2, 3, 4 seconds. The training staff comes out. He does eventually get up and slowly walks off the field, but then they decide to cart him over to the building. And, you know, like I said, it's hard to tell exactly what stood out a little bit was when he gets to the building with the cart kind of rolls over sort of like a little bump out there. And at that moment, he kind of yelled, let out a scream. We were all sort of standing right there. And we don't know if it's a scream out of frustration, if it's a scream out of the bump did something to him. I can't say for sure. But, yeah, the whole thing was, you know, jarring. You know, you've seen it before. Some guys, it seems like a disaster, and then it turns out.
Finished out that quote saying, it turns out not being a big deal. J.P. Finley joined us earlier in the show as well. You can listen to both Ben on Grant Danny and our chat with J.P. wherever you get your podcast. But J.P. said, you know, it's way too early to know how serious this is. For all we know, he's back tomorrow. For all we know, he's out for the season and could be anything in between. But the good news is there's a long time until outside of the tomorrow's short practice. They're only practicing for like an hour. I think it's a family day situation, so it ain't going to be that strenuous on day 3 of mandatory minicamp. But it's a long time until training camp starts in July. Like, it's not that long. It's like 6-7 weeks, which is kind of crazy from just like a human level, because it feels like this offseason has flown by, and you're telling me we're only a couple weeks from training camp. But in terms of an injury recovery, potentially, like that's plenty of time. And you got, you know, 3 months basically until the season starts. So way too early to do any kind of freaking out. We did talk in the opening segment, though, about kind of the state of the receiver room. And that you can also check out wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 2.
All right. As for the here and now, guys that are back with the Commanders, ready to go, fired up, vets. Including Austin Ekeler and Bobby Wagner. For Ekeler, it's year nine for Austin Ekeler. What keeps him motivated to keep going, especially after he had that really scary concussion last year?
Yeah, you know, I think just you know, it's human nature to want to continue to progress in your craft, you know, and if you find something that you're passionate about, if you're fortunate enough to have that as your job, it really continues to feed that fire. And, you know, I'm in a fortunate position, very blessed to be in a position where I can come out here and play football and entertain the world on the football field. And so it's been awesome to continue to push, and I'll now getting as an older guy to help the younger guys also, you know, come along and find the best version of themselves and hopefully make an impact as well. And so putting all of that together really makes it exciting, especially, you know, being out here in D.C., you know, just the culture around football out here is truly incredible. I being out in the town and stuff like that, always taking pictures, things like that. Like, I love it because that's so special to have the community involved, because we all really truly feel like we're together out here.
Very, very different than being a Los Angeles Charger, let's say. Bobby Wagner, he wanted more in D.C., came back not only to play, but play another year. Behind that decision was the thoughts that Bobby Wagner is sharing with you right now.
Man, the players, really, the players, the coaches, you know, when you create a relationship with people, and not just the players, but the coaches and, like I said, the city, this was a very, very fun time. And you could feel it, you know, through that playoff run, through the end of the season, like, you could feel that energy. And, you know, I think it would be really cool to bring a championship here, and I want to be a part of that.
Well, it's year 14, so the math would tell us, even though Bobby Wagner still made second team All-Pro last year, that he's running out of time. But this team did make the NFC Championship game last year. They do have the best quarterback in the conference. It's year 14 for Wagner. What keeps him motivated?
Greatness, man. I want to be great. I think the thing that's been dope is the players, the people that I play with, the coaches. They make it fun to come to work every day. And, you know, I want to win for them, and I want to continue to be successful with them, not just by myself.
One of the all-time greats. He'll have a gold jacket. Will he have another Lombardi trophy? That's the goal. If our next subject can play well, it's going to go a long way to that end.
Number three.
Marshawn Lattimore back in camp after sitting out the voluntary portion, was there for the two mandatory days and spoke today for the first time this offseason, and was very blunt. JP, when he was with us earlier, described him as almost vulnerable. You'll hear that in this answer of, hey, man, did you feel like yourself at all last year when you got to D.C.?
Not really. I feel a little timid, just not, like, physically, like, you know, not mentally, like, timid, but I can tell in my game when I watch film, I can tell about how I'm stepping. You know, I look timid, you know, in my game, and now, you know, just being out there for these past 2 days, I feel way better than I did last year.
Which is a fantastic sign. And you seeing him move around, you see some of the recovery speed, you see some of the things that make him him. And, you know, I didn't say this yesterday, but this is something I think is worth pointing out. He's not the biggest guy. Like, Trey Amos is much bigger in terms of height and length than Lattimore. So when you're not the biggest guy as a corner and your eliteness comes from something other than your physical traits, you're going to have, or should say your build, right? The physical traits that make you elite are your quickness, your hands, your physicality, your speed. If you're not physically right, think of how significantly that's going to affect your game. And we've talked about this before, about the cornerback position. It's so hard to play, and the steepness of the cliff at the end is basically a vertical line straight down for a lot of guys. You don't see guys linger around at the cornerback position long. They can play at maybe a super high level. They play at an acceptable level for maybe a year or two, and then they're done. And what obviously the Commanders are hoping for Lattimore is that we're not at the done phase. That last year was purely an aberration based off of his health. And, you know, based off what he was a couple years ago in New Orleans, that's a fair assumption to make. It has been very health-driven in terms of his quote-unquote downfall. Whatever downturn in production and efficacy he's had has been tied to specifically the hamstrings. And so I thought JP put it well with us earlier. They're betting on their doctors, and they are very much hoping that Marshawn Lattimore is a top-flight corner in 2025. And looking back at 2024, that mental strain really did wear on him at times, and he knew that he was trying to play through something. And maybe in hindsight, he shouldn't have.
Yeah, because I just wanted to prove that, you know, they made the right decision, you know, obviously. So I just wanted to get out there and show what I can do. But, you know, I was hurt, but I don't want to make excuses. So I was out there. If I was good enough to play, you know, I can be evaluated on that. So know, it is what it is. I just want to get out there this year and show what I can do.
I always want players who have that mentality, right? If I'm out there, I got to play. Because you don't get, they're not like, whoa, 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 hey, nope, 5-yard penalty going against the injured guy. Like, there's no handicapping football or basketball or baseball. Like, you can handicap golf, but they're not going to handicap the freaking Masters. Like, if you're playing with your buddy and you want to give him some strokes, like, go ahead. But, you know, at the highest levels of competition, if you lace it up, if you step out on the field of play, you're expected to perform. As an analyst, or if I'm the front office and I'm trying to determine the value of a player, do I want this guy to be a part of my program moving forward? It would be stupid to think like that. So it's very different, the player mentality. And then even, you know, for Marshawn to have the perspective to look at him back in hindsight, look at himself back in hindsight and be like, yeah, like, I understand why I wasn't successful. I think that's good for the mentals. I think that's a good thing to do. But I always want the mentality of the player moving forward to be, if I'm good enough to play, I'm expected to play well. And you have to problem solve. And he didn't do a great job of that last year. Hopefully he doesn't have to do it this year. When we get back, more from Commanders minicamp day 2, including a contract extension for a fan favorite. Not Terry McLaurin, if you haven't heard. We'll tell you who it is next on the Team 980. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it at Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. You miss any part of the show, you can check out the Hoffman Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. That would include today interviews with WNBA Rookie of the Month, Kiki Iriafin, JP Finley from NBC4 and 106.7 The Fan on the Commanders Day at minicamp, and Mark Seagraves with the latest on the RFK Stadium developments or potential implosion of the deal. So if you missed any of that, definitely check those out in the podcast feed. All right, as for right now, we continue with the back half of our pick 6 at 6.
Number 4.
We pick up with a deal that got done today for a fan favorite, a contract extension, but it's not Terry McLaurin. Nope, Jeremy Reeves gets a new 1-year extension. The special teams ace and former all-pro player who was a part of a very, very good kick coverage unit last year. He, Nick Valor, Tyler Owens, Colson Yankoff, like, they got a really good special teams group, and none of them are better than Reeves. Dan Quinn today asked about Revo and what he's meant to the club and the special teams unit and why it was time for him to get this done.
Yeah, that honestly makes me smile. You know, this is a true commander, one of our heavy hitters, and like an absolute all-around BMF, like in every way. It's no surprise he was elected one of the captains, you know, when the postseason began. But he affects all sides of the ball, and that's kind of the best part about our team. It's not like, hey, I'm just over here with the defense or just on the special teams. Like, we're one team, and I love that. And Jeremy represents that about as strongly as anybody could. Now, the performance side, man, you feel him. And the speed and the tackling and the toughness. And we really value what he brings to us on and off the field. So, when that came out, man, that's an absolute really cool moment for us.
Special teams is very different than defense, but I have to wonder if Jeremy Reeves had Dan Quinn as his coach the entire time in his NFL career, would he have been able to carve out a role defensively just because of how DQ thinks, where it's like, what can I do with this guy that he does well? Because the running and the hitting and the speed and the physicality, there's got to be a use for that somewhere. He, you know, Jeremy's played safety at times and he can struggle in coverage and the whole deal, but like credit to, I mean, words that I don't say often, credit to Ron Rivera and even going back further, credit to Revo just on special teams for, you know, carving out that role and being undeniable. You know, back when I was on the beat, like he was a guy that was on the practice squad kind of floating around and they always kept him. And, you know, the practice squad, it's like, this guy defensively, like, what is he? Is he ever going to develop into anything? And he just clearly made enough of an impact to stay around. Then you get called up, you make an impact on special teams, and, you know, then he gets empowered to do even more and more and more. And just, he is the rare guy that in this league doesn't matter what he can do on offense or defense. He's that good on teams. And the fact that they have two of them on this roster with he and Nick Ballore is pretty special. Ballore, technically a linebacker, but never going to play linebacker. He's a special teams guy. And this unit is a part of who they are. I was listening to DQ on Chris Long's show, and DQ talked about how special teams is a part of their identity. You know, they covered more kicks than anybody last year, which is one, they scored a ton of points, but also they didn't kick the ball through the end zone. Some of that was who their kickers were, but that was also an intentional choice. We're going to run down and we're going to hit you an extra time, and you're going to have to deal with it. And Reeves is at the center of all that. And the last point I'll make real quick on this is, I know Terry technically is not their guy. They didn't draft him, but Sam Cosmi, Reeves, like these are guys that have gotten extensions because they have bought in fully to the culture and they are every bit of Commanders, you know, Quinn Peters edition, as, you know, they're more that than they were, you know, frustrated with the previous editions. And I think Terry fits into that too. So I know there's some consternation about, oh, well, at the end of the day, will this contract get done because he's not their guy? I think Terry is one of their guys. And you know, Reeves is a good reminder that you don't have to be drafted or brought in to fit that criteria.
Number 5.
Speaking of their guys, they got their guys on the coaching staff too, and pretty much all of them are back. That was a talking point today, not just with Dan Quinn, but Bobby Wagner. We'll start off with Quinn, who was asked about, you know, the ability to keep so many of his coaches and how that has allowed the staff as a whole to take a step forward.
There's efficiency element for sure. Okay. This. But what also happens is you're more open to suggest, to receive feedback. And as coaches, that's important. You know, when we're studying something different, have we thought about this? Can we go into that way? When you do a first time installation of your systems, it really stems, you know, from the coordinators. This is what's going to be. Then as you get into years two and beyond, now you have a chance to study some other things. Would this be something we'd add? Would it not be? Where last year we didn't really get a chance to do that. We were putting in, you know, this is from a philosophical standpoint, how we want to play. And so now you're able to, that we practiced it. We didn't call it a lot. Let's take it out. This one we should have called more. Let's give it more time. So you're able to put the puzzle together a little bit better. How to feature the guys better and the communication amongst the staff, offense to defense, how they share ideas across the hall. Those are things that probably don't fully develop until, you know, you're together a year and you've been through the good times, the tough days, and then you're able to share more information. So that was one of our goals going into the offseason. Could we elevate ourselves to help the players? And, you know, to a man, these coaches have really nailed that piece. And so that's why we're excited for the camp. You know, this is kind of the culmination of that. And then our times together are intense and we'll need the break too before we come back, much like the players do. When we're here, it's kind of go, and you're hitting it hard. And so we'll need that time to recharge and get ready as well.
And as for how that is ultimately received by the players, Bobby Wagner also talked about the continuity of the coaching staff today.
I think it's another year, you know, under the same system, you know, with the same teachers, with the same players. And I think, you know, that puts us further than where we were at last year. I think that's That's something you can be excited about, you can build on, and I like where we're at compared to where we were at last year.
It's just a foundation underneath. I mean, last year, there's so much changeover. Everything was new, including like the owner, basically was new still. And this year, you have general manager in place, coaching staff in place, leadership in place. Quarterback is not a rookie anymore. There's just so much there. And that allows for a level of experimentation, which we might see along the defensive line.
Number six.
Last thing in our pick six at six is Quinn talking about something we talked about with Dietrich Wise yesterday. Wise talked about how he can basically play one through nine. If you think about the defensive line and the alignments, if you want to put him on the outside shoulder of the tackle and be a one technique, or an outside shoulder of the center and be a one technique, inside shoulder of the guard, like you can do that. You can have a three tech. You can even play five. He can play six, heads up on the tight end. He can play outside as a seven or a nine. Like he can do everything. And that optionality is great, but eventually you've also got to find the combinations that work well together. And Dan Quinn was asked today about some of the versatility and if they're able to do more than they were previously because of the personnel they have now with guys like Wise, guys like Kinlaw, guys like Payne as the featured presentations.
Yes, on both. Yes, they're doing more as a group together. And I, you know, really lean on Joe on that. Like I thought he's one that's also thrown a great offseason. What things can we incorporate? How do we add certain things? And some of that comes, John, from like doing more time together. So when you're starting last year in the first, you know, OTAs and where you're going and how you're doing. And so when you have being together for a whole calendar year, like that's a big deal. And so for so many of these coaches to be back here wanting to elevate ourselves to see, can we take it further to help the players take it further? That was one of my offseason goals. Can, as a staff, can we, you know, collectively help one another, you know, take it up a notch? And a number of them have. So yes, it's by design that they spent more time together. And yes, usually the things that you emphasize during that time, you know, you get to see it come to fruition.
I'm excited to see the creativity they have up front. And I also wonder if there's going to be some freedom for the players. Like, is there a chance that on any given play, it's like Dorrance Armstrong, Javon Kinlaw, Daron Payne, and Dietrich Wise, or throw Johnny Newton in that mix, or, you know, some of these guys that have the versatility. And it's like, hey, Payne, You wanna be outside this time? I'll slide inside. Like, and the players, based off how they feel in the game or even on any given snap at a formation, you know, hey, switch with me real quick. Like, you feel like you got to tell and you want to exploit it. Like, depending on the situation and how smart the players are, like, you can give that kind of freedom. And that ownership also is a motivating factor for guys. Hey, I'm going to give you the opportunity that, hey, Daron, if you want to switch places with Dietrich, you give him the tap and you guys switch and now you're going to rush from the edge. But if you pick that card, you better get home. And so that kind of accountability is a fun game to play. And I don't know whether that's in, but it would not surprise me with how Dan Quinn runs things if there's a lot of freedom, flexibility, and then ultimately out of it production for this D-line this year compared to the expectations, which I think for most people are pretty low. That's our pick six at six. Biggest headlines, storylines, headlines, and highlights of the day, if you will, from Commanders Mandatory Minicamp. We will probably have a pick six tomorrow as well. It's a shorter practice. I don't know how much Quinn is going to have to say, but if there's interesting things to come out, we will let you hear them at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. We'll spend a lot of tomorrow breaking down Game 3 of the NBA Finals. We'll spend the rest of the show today previewing it. Game 3, NBA Finals preview next on The Hoffman Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.